From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking in Nairobi Saturday at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama said the two countries have effectively worked together in combating al-Shabaab.
Kenya is working with Ethiopia and with the United States and others to further degrade al-Shabaab's space of operations inside of Somalia.
Kenyan President Kenyatta said his country and the United States need to work much closer together to help stabilize Somalia and to help its government reduce the area controlled by al-Shabaab. When asked about gay rights in Kenya, Mr. Obama said he believes that governments should treat people equally regardless of their sexual orientation. Mr. Kenyatta said that Kenyans have other things on their minds.
For Kenyans today, the issue of gay rights is really a non-issue. We want to focus on other areas that are day-to-day living for our people.
Mr. Obama speaks at a rally in Nairobi on Sunday. He will then travel to Ethiopia for meetings with that country's president and prime minister. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 people Saturday, 3 days after two bombings in the same town killed 20 others. State television said a female bomber detonated explosives at a popular night spot, triggering alarms across the city as rescue and military personnel launched a hunt for survivors. Two suicide bombings on Wednesday targeted a large market and residential area in the same town. This is VOA.